On Thursday, the San Francisco Ethics Commission ruled in a 4-1 vote that suspended Sheriff Ross Mercurimi was indeed guilty of official misconduct on New Year's Eve when he bruised his wife Eliana Lopez's arm during a heated argument. The San Francisco Board of Supervisors must now decide whether he should be removed or reinstated to the office he was elected to in November. KPFA's Ann Garrison spoke to Eliana Lopez, who attended Thursday's meeting alongside her husband.
Eliana, the Ethics Commission's conclusion about the New Year's Eve incident was obviously disappointing to you, but were you encouraged by their dismissal of all the other charges that Mayor Lee had added on?
Well, yes. I think Thursday was a victory for us because that day was obvious that all these 5 months we have been fighting false charges. And they did that because they need to break laws. We have been 5 months without pay fighting with all these charges that in the end didn't work. They were false. They were like making all this case bigger. And if you think about it, also other thing that was important on Thursday is that the chairman, Ben Hur, he really was trying to explain, and he said, I implore my fellow commissioners to understand that it's something that is private and it's something that is public. So we need to realize the difference between personal misconduct or official misconduct.
Public defender Jeff Adachi told KPFA that before 1996, Ross's case would have resulted in pretrial diversion, meaning he would have been ordered to undertake counseling, and you might have had the option of counseling with him because you weren't seriously injured, there were no prior complaints, and you didn't want to press charges. Do you think that the pretrial diversion option should be restored in the law for cases like this? And are there any other changes you'd like to see in the laws?
Yes, absolutely. I was doing some research, and I understood why they changed everything in 1996 was because of murder. So I realized that 3,000 cases of domestic violence, just one end in a bad way. So the way how they work in that is that all the 3,000 cases of possible murders. And that is not right. That is not right for women. That is not right for families. That is not right for kids. And that is not fair for the guys. So that kind of law concerns me because I think this is not fair. And I really hope that kind of law go back more about families and protect and counseling and help the families to heal.
Outside District 5, Ross is probably best known for his environmental legislation. Mm-hmm. But during the Ethics Commission hearings, one person after another from District 5, which he represented as a supervisor, stood up to testify to how much he'd done to reduce violent crime, especially gang violence, in their neighborhood. They said that he was there when their children were bleeding in the streets, even that mm-hmm. he had intervened at his own risk to prevent violence. He sounded like a hero that many people outside D5 had never known. But many people who have known Ross for years have also feared that short temper was his Achilles heel. So do you think that if reinstated, he'll overcome that as a result of this?
You know, it was great for me, and I was so proud of Ross that after all this public humiliation for months, after all this disaster, how they trying to paint him as a monster, doesn't matter. The people from District 5 who knows his work for years, his hard work for years, they recognize that. They don't forget that. And they are there to stand with Ross. So that was really emotional for me. I was so proud. And also, I was there when Theo was a baby, and Ross received calls at 2 a.m., and he just took a jacket and said, it's a crime, I have to go there. And I was, in the beginning, like, what? I'm here along with a baby. But I realized if in that moment I were alone, not without Theo, maybe I would go with him. I would go with him because I can feel his passion. And that temper he has, I think is passion, passion for his work because he really cares. And it's why the people was there, because they care about Ross.
Okay, there was one question you didn't quite answer. Do you think that if he's reinstated, he will get over the short temper that's been concerning to some?
You know, I think after all this experience, not only Ross is learning, I'm learning, Theo is learning, our family is learning. So how I said, we are getting stronger than never before. And I guarantee that Ross, after all this experience, is going to be a great sheriff because he is learning. He is a better human being. He's a better husband. He's a better father. He's a better citizen. I think that is one of the gifts of this experience.
That was Venezuelan actress Eliana Lopez, wife of suspended San Francisco sheriff Ross Mercurimi. The San Francisco Ethics Commission did not make a recommendation to the Board of Supervisors as to whether or not Sheriff Mercurimi should be removed or reinstated, so the board is now tasked with that decision. A public official cannot be removed without 9 votes by the 11 members of the board, so if as few as 3 vote to reinstate or recuse themselves or miss the board meeting on the day of the vote, Sheriff Mercurimi will return to the office he was elected to last November. For Pacifica, KPFA Radio, I'm Ann Garrison.